You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. And my name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Be sure to stop by there and send me an email. You can also listen to this program later or yesterday's program, and you can listen on demand anytime at absolutely no cost. Freely I've received and freely I give. Oh, I was thinking about Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and on there, and it says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son." And I think that's appropriate for where we are in Proverbs, speaking of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and speaking of the wisdom before his creation, because it says here, "I was set up from everlasting." And this is, you know, the preacher here is personifying wisdom. And this is wisdom speaking to us. "I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Yet, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there." Go back to Genesis. "In the beginning, Yahuwah, God, created the heavens." So he says, before he made the earth, while as yet he had not made the earth. This is a good verse for all those people who say that he created the heavens and the earth and all the stars and all that at the same time. And that's, I'm interpreting Genesis 1:1 wrong. It says, while as yet he had not made the earth, when he prepared the heavens. What did he prepare the heavens for? You know, that's the expanse, the time-space continuum, what we call outer space, you know, just the universe itself, before there were any stars, before the earth, when he prepared the heavens. I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. They're talking about gravity, the compass here. That's, wow, who even understands gravity today, you know? Talk about wisdom and something that goes beyond what we can understand. We're just talking about the physical universe here. And what I alluded to in Romans 8:28, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son." And when did he predestine all this? Before, while he had not yet made the earth, when he prepared the heavens. It was all predestined then. The whole of creation, he created it then, from the beginning to the end of it, until there's a new heaven and a new earth. And I'll bet you by his wisdom, he has that all planned out too. He's revealed a little bit of it in his book to us. So I know he has. Talk about wisdom. His technology. We look at his technology and the heathen think it's nothing, that it all happened by accident. I look at it and I'm just, wow, odd. You know, David said, we're wonderfully made. It's who can compare anything that a man could make to the technology of his creation? He established, "When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." You want to be blessed? "Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not." For all the people that hate instruction, you know, be wise. It's time to love his instruction. Refuse it not. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." So, you know, blessed is the man who's always looking for the way of his commandments, for what is right in his sight. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." And the last verse in chapter 8 is quite ominous. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Yes, wouldn't want to be you if you sin against him. And if you hate him, if you hate wisdom, if you hate godly understanding, if you abhor his commandments, he says that you love death. And it's no wonder they want to kill their children before they're born. They wrong their own soul, and they love death. Chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, come eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself self-shame. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Yes, reprove a scorner and he will scorn you. Rebuke a wicked man and, well, he'll just curse at you. Receiveth himself. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Now, there's a lot of people, you try to tell them anything, they just won't have it because their pride comes up. Because, you know, you might know something they don't know, and that's unacceptable. That they could learn something from you. That's foolish pride, isn't it? But rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So you want to be wise? Then learn. You know, you can even receive instruction from the ungodly and the wicked. You just have to be discerning of what is the truth. And we talked about the truth. The truth could be that they're lying. The truth could be that they have an agenda. You know, when I turn on the news and I watch CNN or Fox News or something like that, I have in mind, you know, I see that what they're saying isn't the truth. That I see that they're trying to control my mind by what they allow to come over the airwaves. I see what they're omitting as well as what they're admitting, and I understand. So you can, the truth is always there, you know, like I said, it cries out, it's at the door, it's everywhere. The truth may be that they're lying, the truth may be that they're having an agenda, that they have an agenda. The truth may be found even in deceit. The truth is always, it's always there, it's inescapable. Love the truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. I think they call them airheads in the world. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat, in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. I guess I would liken that to the nightlife of the heathen, going from bar to bar. And you have these men and these women, you know, intoxicating themselves so that they can be taken advantage of. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Yes, how many, you know, it's so sad when you see men that do wicked things, terrible and heinous acts, and then they all get their mothers and their fathers on the TV, and they'll go, I just don't understand what went wrong. Heaviness. You see the heaviness, and you see the shame. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. What went wrong? He didn't teach him the commandments. You might have been good. You might not have done any heinous crimes, but were you wicked? You know, did you go bar hopping? Did you send your child to the public fool system to learn how to womanize and learn sex education from the heathen? You know, did you let them watch anything that was on the TV, the sitcoms and the movies, so that he could be instructed in foolishness and the idolatry of romance? And then they get on there and they go, I don't understand what went wrong. I don't understand. Well, there's the admission. They did not seek understanding as silver and as gold, and they didn't teach their children to seek understanding as silver and gold. They did not love wisdom. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. An unjust gain? The treasures of wickedness profit nothing. You know, there are those in the government who are for sale. I have a friend who calls them the ones in D.C. He calls them the whores in the cat house on the hill. They are for sale. And then men come into them and give them money to pass laws, to legislate legislation that requires people to buy things, that forces people by a law to participate in business, which they probably would not participate in if there was no law. And yes, I could be thinking of things. Well, Social Security is one of those things. How about insurance? They have the insurance scheme. Those are unjust. That's an unjust gain. You know, that is the revenue of the wicked, as far as I'm concerned. Treasurers of wickedness profit nothing. These men have laws passed to enrich themselves, but it's all for the good of the people. So they tell the people about the good intentions, and then everybody votes for it or votes for those that, you know, promise the whatever mouth promises the most, and then they have to steal it and force people to give these things. These are the treasuries, the treasures of wickedness. And, well, there's other treasures of wickedness. You know, you have cartels, the theft cartels. You have the banking cartels, you know, with their unjust monetary system, the money powers, they call them. You have the drug cartels. How about the oil cartels, where they control the money? And how about the power grid cartels? They suppress technology that would free people from them. And that's the same with all the energy cartels. And they pass laws to outlaw things. How about the drug cartels passing laws like this Codex Alimentarius or whatever it is? Is that the, whatever, Codex Alimentarius? Something like that, where they're going to ban and regulate all vitamins and nutritional supplements. Why? Why would they do this? So that they can get everyone hooked on their pharmaceuticals and destroy their health and rob them of their life and their children of their inheritance. All of these people fall into this category of the treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Yeah, they get rich. So that's why we're not to envy the rich, because their treasures profit nothing. Yeah, they're rich. They have fine houses, and they don't have to worry about the price of gas going up and the price of food going up, because they buy theft, by legislative theft or otherwise, by organized theft, or whatever way they could steal the labor and the life and enslave people. They have heaped up for themselves treasures. But here, wisdom says, the treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. You know, even back then, you know, as often talk about the ecclesia, and I say the ecclesia is made up of all of those from all time, from Adam and Eve, all of those who by faith chose obedience to the Heavenly Father, looking forward to the resurrection of the dead, to the redemption of their souls, looking forward to the Redeemer of mankind. They looked forward, we look back, but we still look forward to the promises. That's the ecclesia. But righteousness delivers from death. And that is That's what righteousness is, defined to me. It's choosing by faith a life of obedience to our Heavenly Father, to our Creator. That's what righteousness is. It's to choose by faith a life of obedience to our Heavenly Father. But righteousness delivereth from death. Nothing has changed. It's been that way from the beginning, and that's the way it is today. Righteousness delivereth from death. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. That's the contrast here in this proverb. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. And I believe David wrote something similar to that. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. Yahuwah. We use the name of the Creator here, too. That's what he does here. Yahuwah will not. Our Creator, by name, he, making him responsible for the righteous, said, will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. You know, work, hard work is a good thing. Hard work. I have found in my life, hard work pays well. It provides well. But the hand of the slack, and what is the he that dealeth with a slack hand? You know, he just does as little as he has to do to get by on his job or for his master or whatever he's doing. I'm not going to do any more than I have to. I'm not going to go the extra. And I found it's a good thing to go the extra. You know, in my work, if someone sends me an order for one DVD, I send them two. Because I don't deal with a slack hand. I'll go, well, why should I spend a little extra? Why should I give them extra? I'm only going to give them what they paid for. That's what he means by a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise man, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Yeah, what a graphic illustration that is. Blessings are on the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Yeah, the words of their mouth are violence. They just want to take by force, by whatever means. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments. You want to be wise? And receive commandments, receive his commandments. But a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. You know, oh, Heavenly Father, help me to walk uprightly, because I want to walk surely. And don't let me fall into the temptation. You know, don't let my ways be perverted. Keep me from falling. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow. You know, that wink, wink, you know, I'm pulling a fast one, kind of wink, you know. He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. And I say that one again, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. That's a twice said blessing upon the head of the just. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Hatred stirs up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Yeah, sorry, I'm just pondering, and I'm just, you know, sometimes I read these and it just meditate and ponder these things in my mind. So sometimes I may pause a little bit as I take it in. You know, after 30 years and how many times I've read the Proverbs, I don't know. I'm still, you know, in awe of the simplicity and the depth at the same time of these words of the Proverbs, which, you know, to the wicked and to those that don't have understanding, they go, so what? You know, but I could sit here and still ponder and still, you know, just think, wow, this is awesome. There's so much here. And just take it in. And sometimes you just have to breathe and feel it. If you get my meaning, if you understand, if you're with me on this at all. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Yes, punishment, in other words, is for them that don't have understanding. You know, punishment is what they fill the prisons with, those that are void of understanding. That's not saying that there aren't any wise people in prison that are in there for persecution. But there's plenty of work in there for them to do. And that's what I think, that if they ever come and lay hands on me and take me down to prison, that I'll just have plenty of work to do. You know, if the Heavenly Father wants me to minister in a prison, well, I guess then he'll arrange it, won't he? And because I know he does arrangement, because I know that there are many righteous men in prison who are preaching and doing the will of the Heavenly Father, because that's what the righteous do. They do righteousness wherever they're at. They may be tempted to despair, and they may feel despair, because, you know, we're just men. A righteous man is still a man. You still feel all of the things that life has to offer, and emotions are a good thing. But we're not to be ruled by our emotions. We're to feel them and to feel those things, to be alive and to feel all those emotions. It's a good thing to have a soft heart, but to have understanding and to rise up regardless of the situation you're in, and allow his commandments to guide you even in the darkest dungeon. That's what the righteous do, and it's been demonstrated throughout history. So no matter what situation that we're in, righteousness is there, and his commandments are there, and wisdom and understanding is there. It's in the deepest and darkest place. It doesn't matter. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. And we'll continue this after a little bit of music and some messages. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Across the Border.